Thank you so much for calling. It's Josh speaking.
Hi, Josh. This is Donna Snyder. How are you doing this afternoon?
I am doing all good. How about yourself?
I'm good, too. I saw you tried to reach me, so I thought I would just give you a call back.
Yep, I tried reaching out yesterday as well because I personally wanted to get on board, and there were a few things that I wanted to discuss while we are on the call so that the communication gap is also minimalized and we have the final revisions catered. So is it a good time if you can have a word for like next 5 to 10 minutes at max?
Yeah, I have 5 to 10 minutes, sure.
Awesome. So first of all, before I start the conversation, let me send you the book cover as well right away while we're on the call, and I'll take whatever the revisions are right away. So just give me one quick second.
I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get to that on my phone. I have very limited coverage where I am right now.
Okay. No worries at all. I'm going to just drop
but
you an
send
email.
Send it to me. I will at least look at it whenever I can get to a place where I have better coverage.
Perfect. Sure. I'm going to take care of that. And also one more thing let me pull up your email as well and have the pointers in front. Just one quick second.
Okay.
Yep. You mentioned that you wanted to use page background with abstract color and words. So the reason why that couldn't be done at that time was because that because whenever we
Are you breaking up? I'm sorry.
Is the voice any better now?
It's a little bit better. Yeah, it's still not a good connection. I don't have a good connection where I am.
No worries. If you have time later down the road today, I can give you a call later. That's completely fine.
I don't. I actually, this is probably the best time you're going to get for me. Really what I wanted was some kind of a swirl. Like I don't really care what it is, but I don't want it to be leaves or crinkled paper. I just wanted some kind of a muted swirl as background.
Okay, I got your point. Perfect. Let me take care of that. The reason why this couldn't be done before end was because the book was on the Word format. That is why the team was having some difficulty. But I personally am going to take care of that, and whatever the next file you get, you're going to see the abstract colors. So I am going to have
Go ahead, I was going to say, but not real bright. I want them to be real soft, muted. But I want them to sort of look like a swirl, because when you look at a lot of the illustrations, we took the photograph and took it through a little bit of AI, and then we used a Picasso approach. So it kind of has that little water streak look to the photographs, which is why I kind of wanted that swirl for the background behind it. But in a muted colors. I don't know what those colors should be. I'd like to see two or three options. I don't need to see the whole book. Just two or three options of a couple pages, but sort of a swirl in muted colors, a couple of colors.
Perfect. I got that. Let me have this noted down as well, because that is going to be designed by my illustration team. Firstly, only my writing team was working, and they weren't able to find the exact color because the book is on Word format, and it's the illustration team that works separately on these colors, so I'll have that catered. Just one more quick thing that I wanted to discuss was, just give me one quick second.
Sure.
And the trim size of your book was 11 inch by 8.5, so that would be a landscape book. However, Amazon does not allow us to publish any landscape book. It will be published on other platforms, but Amazon either goes ahead with any square size book or they go ahead with a portrait book. So when we suggest our clients, or what the standard is, it's either 8.5 by 8.5, a squared book, or it's either 8.5 by 11. So I wanted to discuss that as well with you.
So if I wanted the 8.5 by 11, it could not go on Amazon. Is that correct?
Yep, because the current one that you have, that is 11 by 8.5. You can go ahead by 8.5 by 11. That is completely fine.
But it can't go on Amazon.
Yep. No, let me tell you. So the one that you have shared, it has the width of 11 and height of 8.5. That cannot go on Amazon, because it's a landscape book. Amazon can either print a square book or a portrait book. So we can either go ahead with an 8.5 by 8.5 or either 8.5 by 11, which would be the portrait type.
Well, I definitely want to be able to sell it on Amazon.
Yep, you would be able to sell the 8.5 by 8.5 or 8.5 by 11. So whichever suits the best, you can let me know. I can have that taken care of as well.
I don't know. I mean, I kind of wanted landscape, so if I can't have landscape, I'm going to have to depend on what the design team is saying is going to look the best. I do want it to be able to be available on Amazon.
For sure. And if you take my personal advice as well, for illustration books, square goes best. 8.5 by 8.5 is something that is going to go best for this particular book. However, I personally am going to have a word with team as well, and whatever they suggest for this book as well, I'm going to let you know.
Okay, that sounds good. And so for the frame, like I like that double frame that you used, I think it was on page 9 of Meet Hershey's. It was a double frame.
Mm-hmm. Let me pull that up as well real quick.
I just don't know of the color, because the color is going to depend on what the muted background is.
Okay. Okay. I got that. Was that the double frame, the green one, right?
Yep. I don't know what color I want, but I like that double frame. Yes, I'd like that to be carried through the whole book.
Okay. Perfect. Just give me one quick second as well. I'm just noting down all these things as well, because I'm going to have a meeting with the team right away.
Okay. And so, you know, we'll look at two or three options of that, of the swirl muted background, and depending on which of the three colors or which of the three backgrounds, that will help determine what we want that frame, the color we want the frame. I know I don't want the frame to be yellow or red, because those are not colors that are good for children with autism.
Got it. And do you have any specific color requirement as well that we can discuss on call right now? Anything that you would want the team to look forward with?
I think it's going to have to blend with the pictures that are part of the book, and a lot of that has the little orange bandana, but it's also going to depend on what the background, what that swirl color is. If the swirls are beiges and sort of light oranges, we would want the frame to be one color, versus if the swirl that you come back has some blues in it, I would probably then want the border to be a different color. So, and it's going to depend, the color of the border is dependent upon the color of the swirls that we end up with.
Okay, perfect. So to summarize that, the color of the border should complement the background, but it should not be the same, correct?
Correct. And it's going to have to complement the swirl. Remember we talked about the swirls that you said you're going to take care of yourself?
Yep.
It needs to complement that.
Got it. I'm going to have a word with my illustration team right away, and I'm going to have them prepare some different swirl backgrounds for the book.
Okay,
and I'm
perfect.
Going to search on some more friendly colors as well. I'm going to share them.
Okay.
That is going to complement the bandana, something peachy, something oranges, and I'm going to work on those colors.
I was going to say, the other part we should probably look at when you're talking about your team with illustrations is the meet the team. There's a picture of just Hershey. And then there's a picture of Hershey and me. The picture of Hershey and me, the team slightly separated them, but I was thinking they could make it look much more attractive, maybe have them a little bit more diagonal with some cute graphics around them and around the previous page of Meet Hershey. I think the graphics need to complement the book. So the book is about dogs, and it's about reading and books. So whatever graphics are put in around Meet the Team pictures of Hershey and of Hershey and me, they need to complement what the topic of the book is.
Okay. And is there any specific graphic requirement as well that you would want to cater?
No, just something that would really be cute and attractive. I'd like that there's a picture of Hershey, which is fine. So it should have some cute little graphics around it about dogs or books. Mm-hmm. And then the next page is the part about me that says Meet the Team, and it has the two pictures of Hershey and me. Mm-hmm. If they could be spaced and sort of, you know, kind of diagonal, so that they're not just side by side, so that it just draws your eye in.
Mm-hmm.
And then some kind of graphics that are either dog friendly, maybe some little bones or, you know, a little water bottle or some little books, something that just relates to the theme of the book, because if we put in random other graphics, it has nothing to do with what the book's about.
Okay, I got that. And should the graphic cover the whole page, or it should be sort of a clip art or just a single image?
Yeah, the Meet the Team should be more of a clip art. But you raised a good point, Josh. So all the resource pages, and I haven't delineated it clearly, there should be one of those large watermark dog houses that covers the entire page. Mm-hmm. And then the words that are on the page should be on the page, but the whole watercolor of the doghouse should actually cover the page. And then inside of all that would be all the words. So the watercolor or the water stamp or the watermark, whatever term is correct for that, should cover the whole, it should cover the whole page, that light doghouse.
Okay,
then
perfect.
Within that doghouse is where all the words are going to be.
Got your point.
And
that
then,
is
I was going to say, does that make sense now?
Yep, that makes sense. And that is something
okay.
that is only going to be used on the resource pages, correct?
All the resource pages. And then the team, I thought a couple weeks ago, said that they were going to look at additional sources and add 4 or 5 more on the resource
mm-hmm.
section, the bibliography, but I haven't seen any yet.
Yep, I'm going to have that catered as well. I am going to.
Okay.
That was the whole reason of me getting on call, so that I can
mm-hmm,
review
mm-hmm,
each
mm-hmm.
page with you, and I can have that rectified, because you know that the team works at the back end, and when they're working and when they're reviewing one thing, or for example, if I share one of the comment with them, they might have a different approach as compared to what we are talking
yeah.
right now. So that is one
does
of the
it,
reasons
does,
why.
Is it making sense what we talked about?
Absolutely, absolutely. That
Wonderful.
Surely makes sense. And if there's anything at all, I will have the team write a correspondence so that I can get on call
okay.
with you and I can discuss
Perfect.
That. So for
yeah,
now,
I'm
you're
happy to
all
talk
good.
At any point. Yeah,
absolutely.
That sounds great. And I will look at the covers whenever I can. You send them, please, and I will look at them whenever I get to a place where I have better access.
Yep, I am just going to download
okay.
that. And just one more
okay.
thing, just one more quick thing. Give me one
sure.
quick second. Okay, and you did mention one thing about the cover as well. I'm just pulling that up so that we're on the same page. You did mention earlier in one of your emails that you wanted to mention that Hershey's a 5-pound canine who builds reading confidence. So that is something
yeah,
that
on the back, on the back cover.
Yep. So I have not prepared the back cover now, because once we finalize the front cover, then we're going to complement the back cover accordingly.
Okay.
So I'm sharing
Very
two
good.
Models. I'm sharing two mock-ups
okay.
of the back cover of the front cover with you. Whenever you get time,
okay.
you let me know. Those are just mock-ups.
I will.
So you don't need to worry
Perfect.
About that. It's not final. Whatever you like, whatever you don't like, I'll have that catered. So it's just a mock-up so that you can get an idea how
okay.
the front cover will look. And whatever
okay.
It is, we're going to take it from there.
That sounds great. All right, Josh. But I think this makes sense for you and I to have regular phone calls.
Absolutely, absolutely. I personally
okay,
am
perfect.
In speak for this as well, and I will be in touch
okay.
with you throughout until
okay.
we complete this.
Awesome. I appreciate that. You have a great weekend, and thanks
you have
thanks for your time
call.
This afternoon,
thank
Josh.
You.
Okay, thank you very much. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.